98 FM. Now that's what I call sport podcast.
Now it's time to welcome our former Ireland international and our expert really on all things boys in green, Mr. Darren O'Dea, back to the show. Now me and Darren are speaking on Friday afternoon because when this interview goes out on Sunday, Darren will be a couple of hours away from playing for his Dundee team against Celtic in the Scottish Premiership at 12:30. Darren, so a big game later on against your former club and a club that, of course, a lot of Irish people would know very fondly, I suppose.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Obviously lucky enough to play there earlier in my career, but yeah, we'll have a difficult game, no doubt, and one we'll need to be at our very best to get anything out of.
Yeah, your team currently second bottom in the league, and Celtic, of course, at the top with their new manager, Neil Lennon, and, of course, one of your former Ireland teammates, Mr. Damien Duff, at the helm. So what's your thoughts on the game itself and the fact that you guys are at home might help you a little bit, hopefully?
Yeah, listen, as I said, we'll need bodies plus whatever off the bench to perform at their maximum. Neil Lennon's obviously gone in. He'll have his own kind of imprint over time on the team, and Damien Duff's been a great appointment, and he's kind of quickly found himself involved with the first team. So, it'll be a very difficult game, but one we'll look forward to.
Yes, well, the very best of luck with that, Darren. Now, we're going to speak about all things Ireland over the next 10 or 12 minutes or so, and some of the items on our agenda, the optimism heading into a new campaign, the squad that Mick McCarthy has picked, these games against Gibraltar mainly, which is on next Saturday, the 23rd, and then Georgia the following Tuesday at home. But firstly, Darren, the Declan Rice story rumbles, because later on tonight, on Sunday, Declan Rice will be named the FAI 3 International Young Player of the Year. He won't be in Dublin to collect his award, and the Ireland manager Mick McCarthy said this week that he wouldn't have given it to him and he actually would have chucked it in the Liffey. And there's been a massive outcry about this award, and it's picked by the Soccer Writers Association, and they've said they wanted to make sure that the person who they chose for 2018 when Declan Rice was an Ireland international got the award, and they wanted to make sure that they didn't change their mind. But they haven't had too many supporters with that decision, neither have the FAI. What's your own thoughts on it?
It's a bit of a farce, isn't it? And I think they probably could have avoided the embarrassment and the back just not voting him. But if he genuinely, which to be fair, you probably couldn't argue that he was Ireland's best young player last year. It's the whole ruling. I think it's probably in a strange way, if I'm looking for a positive out of all of this, I think it really, really highlights the need for a change in the rule book. It needs to be bare minimum a first team competitive, a first team fixture. That needs to be the kind of the line that if you make if you make a start or come on as a sub, you make your debut, that you committed to that country, because we can't have this again. It's a shambles, and I can understand why people are embarrassed by it. So, listen, I think it could have been avoided. I think it's a little bit mischievous to vote him in, knowing fine well that it's going to cause this, but could actually be a positive in the end, because it's always the glaring problem with the ruling at the minute.
Yeah, and at the time of the vote, the Soccer Writers have said that Declan Rice was an Ireland international and qualified for the Young Player category in the year that saw him win 3 senior caps. And Rice, of course, named in the England squad this week, and he tweeted, "Proud and honoured to receive my first at England call-up. I can't wait to get started and meet the lads," with the 3 lions emojis. And again, that has caused outrage among Ireland fans, and 1,800 replies, 2,500 retweets and so on. So thankfully, Darren, from now on, he's going to be an England player for him and them. Good luck to him. We'll leave him there and we'll focus on our boys in green. And we're getting ready for the opening qualifier on Saturday against Gibraltar, and then we face Georgia, as I mentioned. And just overall, in camp, Darren, there's an optimism around the players, the new manager, the coach, and staff, the fans, the media. Of course, in every new campaign there is an optimism. Maybe that wouldn't have been there if Martin O'Neill was still in charge, but that optimism hopefully will bleed into the players and they'll be able to start with a couple of positive performances and results.
Yeah, there's always a kind of a freshness and an optimism when a new manager comes in, and likewise there's always a freshness when there's a new campaign starting. So I think that combined, it adds to a positive atmosphere within the camp. People are looking forward to the qualifying campaign, and I actually think they're 2 perfect fixtures to kick us off with, because I look at Gibraltar away and Georgia's home as probably the least 2 glamorous fixtures you've got, but we'll actually have a buzz. I think the Aviva will have a buzz about it, being Mick McCarthy's first game back at home in charge of the national team. Obviously Gibraltar has to come first, and I think the players will have an extra, it's just a natural reaction, an extra buzz in their step to try and impress the new manager. So I think they're a perfect way to start. Hopefully it starts with 6 points and then sets us up nicely to go on from there. Otherwise, I think when you get these games mid-campaign, a home game to Georgia doesn't inspire many, but I think the buzz of the new campaign and the new manager, fans and players alike will be itching to get going, and hopefully we can kick off with six. And I say hopefully kick off with 6 points. We need 6 points.
Yes, and we have a pair of tickets actually to give away for that game, Ireland v Georgia at the Aviva Stadium on Tuesday week, March 26th. If you'd like to be there, nice and simple, text or WhatsApp, "Come on you boys in green," plus your name and where you are, and the number you need is 0877 98 98 98. That's "Come on you boys in green," plus your name and where you are, and text or WhatsApp to 0877 98 98 98. Now, Darren, around 800 Ireland fans have secured tickets for the away match against Gibraltar in the Victoria Stadium. It holds just 2,300 people, so we'll make about one third of the capacity, and I know the photographers will get some brilliant photos with the massive mountain range in the background and a small stand. Nick McCarthy has been there and spoken about the AstroTurf pitch. Maybe you might cast your own mind back to some of the times you played for Ireland in small away venues and what it's actually like for a lot of our players who do play in England and are used to playing in full packed state-of-the-art stadiums every week, and this one certainly isn't that.
No, it isn't. The one that comes straight to mind is Andorra away we played. And it's a tiny stadium. The getting there was quite a shift itself. But that's partly going back to the last point I made, that the players will always be motivated and know what's at stake with any international game, especially a competitive one. But it's natural that you're going away to Gibraltar. You're not going to be exactly completely inspired by the game itself or excited by it. You know you need to go there, you need to win, and you're expected to win. So I think the fact is that it comes now with a new manager, they'll be more out to impress the new manager, and hopefully it'll see us kick off the campaign with a comfortable win, and that'll lead us back into Georgia. But yeah, it's one that doesn't inspire you. It's not going to really excite the players, but equally it's a very, very important game. But I fully expect to go there and win comfortably.
Yeah, of course it's the first game, and we spoke about the buzz around and the new manager and a very winnable fixture of course as well. But from the point of view of our professional footballers, when they do go and they arrive and they see the place, and you know the crowd is small, even though the place will be full, hopefully it'll be full with the away fan or the home fans too, and the surface and so on, is it, you know, an issue for players to try and get themselves up for a game like this, or given it's an international, it's a Euro qualifier, it's the first game of the campaign, that just comes naturally?
No, being brutally honest, it won't be hard to get up for the game. They'll understand it, they'll be as committed as they would be for any game, but absolutely, you need to create the atmosphere, if you like, within the squad and amongst yourselves, because of course it's not the most inspirational fixture you're going to get in your career. You've obviously got an AstroTurf pitch, very small ground against a kind of a new country, if you like. But the 3 points are imperative, and the experience that's in the squad will know that. And it's important the group creates the atmosphere themselves, because it won't come from the stands. But that's part of the qualifying campaign. There's experience. Mick McCarthy himself will have experience. And then going back to the point of the new manager and the buzz in the player's steps, the atmosphere should be and will be buzzing as it is. I can imagine training will be frantic all week, people looking to impress, and I'd like to think that'll flow into the game. So the atmosphere, that's why I'm glad these fixtures are early on the campaign, because the atmosphere will be good in the camp as it is. So hopefully we can look after business and we come away with 6 points after these two games.
Yeah, and the manager's had to make some changes to his cut down 23-man squad already in the last couple of days, with the former under-21 captain Josh Cullen and defender Kevin Long in for the injured Alan Brown and Ronan Curtis, and they're both players who could have maybe got us goals. Particularly Alan Brown's been flying in the championship for Preston, as has Ronan Curtis since he moved away as well. And Darren, just on a final note, Mick of course named a massive, I think it was a 38-man provisional squad before he chopped it down, and some of the headlines, the likes of Glenn Whelan being in, having kind of retired but not really retired, and so on, and then not two other major surprises in the group. What have you made of the squad he's picked and the task he has now over the next 6 days or so to actually pick his starting team for this opening match?
Yeah, I think a lot of it was to be expected. Obviously, Glenn was one he's looked at. and thought he fancied. Listen, one thing I'd stick my hat on is that there's going to be a hell of a lot more energy into the team. I know from playing against Mick McCarthy and obviously following him, supporting the teams from at a younger age and then playing against his club teams, the team will be very, very competitive. They'll be physically demanding to play against. I'd imagine he'll look to get the ball forward into wide areas quickly, put plenty of balls in the box, smother the box with people. I think you'll see a high-energy way of playing football. Now, I think since nearly the last European campaign, we've not performed well as a team. I obviously need as a country the results, but I'm expecting a big upturn in performance as well, because the last qualifying campaign, the early results we got in the campaign kind of masked the performances. The performances haven't been great, and I actually felt we looked lethargic, which is a strange for an Irish team. We looked devoid of confidence and actual structure. I think Mick McCarthy will bring that. I think the squad, he's obviously picked, it's his first squad. I think you'll probably see a different squad maybe at the second time of asking. But these ones have been asked first. It's up to them to impress him to stay in the squad. And I fully expect everyone to do so. So, no, I'm looking forward to seeing. As I said, I'm fully expecting 6 points, but I'm also expecting much better performances, because we haven't seen that for a long time.
Yes, and certainly I'll be very interested to see how a very similar team, probably, that Martin O'Neill picked for his final squads, and you know, the team for this match might be quite similar as well, how the team actually plays from a style point of view, and also just how the players perform, because both the manager Martin O'Neill and the players were very heavily criticised for performances in the last campaign. So I'm fascinated just to see how we actually play against a team who hopefully will be able to pass the ball around and have a good victory. Darren, great stuff, thanks a million. We'll speak to you next weekend after that opening game and before the game against Georgia, and also good luck today playing for Dundee against Celtic as well.
Thanks very much, Jamie.
98 FMs. Now that's what I call sport. Get the full show every Sunday morning from 9, only on 98 FM.